The Comfort is, essentially, a floating hospital.
All right, bed capacity. In casualty receiving, I have...
That's Lieutenant Commander Dan DeRora, the division commander for casualty receiving on the USNS Comfort.
This is essentially a hospital within a ship. In other words, what they did is they took the supertanker into the dry dock, they hollowed it out like a canoe, and dropped it in the hospital. Plain and simple.
A hospital that's now staffed by more than 550 medical professionals, including doctors, nurses, psychiatrists, and a variety of surgeons. They boarded the ship in the port of Baltimore Friday evening, arriving there on short notice from across the United States. Now they are cruising toward Haiti at speeds of up to 24 kilometers per hour. They try to bring pieces of home with them to this ship that will become both home and workplace for weeks or even months.
I put all my pictures back up, and you bring special treats like food. Like, I'm a coffee fanatic, so I had to have my Starbucks.
On board, the Comfort feels almost entirely like a hospital. It has wide corridors, signs pointing toward various wards, or calling for people to wear scrubs in sterile areas. If it weren't for the rolling and listing, the glimpses of the sea from certain passageways, and a general hum, one could almost forget it's a ship. But it's a different world on the external decks of this white 10-story vessel, emblazoned with a red cross.
Roger that. Open that up now.
Bridge, Comfort, stern.
That is Deck Officer Joe Kranz. He is one of the men and women responsible for the seafaring elements of this floating hospital. Kranz has been on Comfort humanitarian missions before, including trips to Haiti. But this is the first time it will be in response to a disaster there.
This is totally different because, you know, the other ones I could walk around Haiti in certain places that weren't dangerous. And it was just, you know, vast poverty, kind of sad. But now it'll be, you know, unfortunately it'll be the smell of death.
On the eve of the ship's Saturday departure from Maryland, the Surgeon General of the U.S. Navy, Vice Admiral Adam Robinson, addressed hundreds of camouflage-wearing men and women gathered in the ship's dining hall. He characterized the situation as very intense, very critical, and called the Comfort the best medical facility in the Caribbean. And in a speech that was equal parts pep talk and thank you, he prepared them for the scope of the challenge that awaits in Port-au-Prince.
I did a humanitarian mission in Haiti. I've had medical professionals there. I've seen the stress of humanitarian missions in Haiti. That was without an earthquake. You're going to have all of that plus an earthquake.
Dr. Robinson said he expects to have naval and medical assets in Haiti for a minimum of 6 months, and likely even longer than that. Suzanne Presto, VOA News, aboard the USNS Comfort.